you remember a trough near a stream or near a branch maybe where you'd set a jug or a crock of milk and keep it, the water would keep it cold, the water flowing through?
Well, I haven't ever done that. We've had some good springs now. We've had springs around. We got water and things, but never did keep no milk in them. I never, no, at least nowhere ever I lived, I never just seen no milk kept in no spring. The only place I seen milk preserved in the summertime was let them down these old dug wells. Let it down these old dug wells. If you didn't have no dug well, why, the old saying said, you need to put it quick and sour on you.
How would it get?
You mean hot milk?
It'll get what?
Sour. You put it on there. Sour, when it gets sour, there'll be a setting in. You had to pour it cold in. The top of it over, I'll get what you call it.
Clam?
But anyhow, and sometimes milk will clap when it turns, milk will clap when it turns, wheat milk when it turns. Get ready to churn, you know. Or you just pour in your churn, we had these old churn, we just sit up there and churn. When you got through churn, got the butter come, pour a little water in there once in a while. When the butter come, I just take that lid off, take that dash out of there, reach down there and take that butter up.
When you left your milk sitting out, thick sour milk that you'd keep around, you'd call that?
Well, sour milk, when you got sour, we're going to use it, just get that to the hogs. Have a trough. Sometimes trough made two ways. Sometimes make them out of plank, then I have took a log. And I just not cut plumb in it, you know, just keep a cut a long trench in it. Make your log trough. I've seen them. Log trough. You can put water, anything in there. Just sometimes get the trough this way. Go to an old hollow tree. Get you an old hollow tree. Cut your piece over that hollow tree, you see. And you have nailed some boards on each end and cut out a space in there so you get in there. You keep water in there. You feed your horse in there. You keep water in there. If you fix them right.
Would you ever see some sort of barrel?
Barrel, yes.
That was made out of a tree, hauled out of a...
Well, I'll tell you what, yes, we used to buy flour in barrels, you know, made out of trees. It made out.
What do they call that?
Just call it, well, I know they call it stave. They made them out of stave.
Yeah, did you ever see a gum?
Gum?
A gum? You know what a gum was?
Well,
it was just a hauled out
log or something. Yeah.
Well, the barrels are made them out of staves, right? What went around the staves?
Well, I'll tell you what went around. When you made that stave around that way, you just had to put your some wires from down there to hold it.
Metal hook?
A metal hook, if you had a metal hook.
Metal what?
You know, a hook, you know, you could just slip down in there.
Round what?
Them
round things you call in metal.
Yeah. Just slip it down over the top of it.
What?
Over the top of your barrel. And you make it get it together. Slip it on down there and keep it on down and slip it. Look, piece about the middle of it and look at the top.
The metal hook.
With a metal hook. You had it. Wire something.